Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Folks, I encourage you to go to my website and type in Steve Martin's name in the search engine. And boy, howdy, will you find some stuff there that he's deposited with us over the years that I promise you will make you smarter. Just all the stuff that he shared with us over the last 18 and a half years about how to be profitable. If you want to know how to be profitable, follow him on our site, also on his own site, ProfitPro.us, right, Steve?
Yes, thank you, Jim.
ProfitPro.us, folks, and the books, his books are absolutely, they're totally functional. They will help you. They get right to the point. They're no flowers. There's no pretty colors on his books. They just teach you how to be more profitable. That's the prettiest color I know. Steve, what do you think? My favorite color is green. What about you?
Yeah, gold is a pretty good second.
There you go. That's another good one. Green and gold, exactly. So okay, we're talking about people making the wrong decisions, bad decisions that lead them to a state of unprofitability. And we're trying to turn that around. We talked about fear in the last segment. What's next, Steve?
Well, Jim, you know, just inertia is one of the key obstacles to making better decisions. There's so much going on that we just plow ahead quite often and just keep doing the same thing over and over again without considering the implications. And this is where you have to take a deliberate stop, a pause, either in the day, the month, or the week, and take a look around and reset your priorities.
Well, give us an example of what inertia looks like.
Well, inertia looks like falling in love with a product that seems to be heading south, but just riding that all the way down mm-hmm. because you're comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a process the same way that you've done year after year after year, even though the complaint rate may be going up in the customer service department.
And the correction of it is doing something uncomfortable, isn't it?
Well, that's part of the problem, Jim. Most of us don't like change.
Mm-hmm.
And change can be expensive from the standpoint that you have to put in both the time and energy and maybe money, but it's the psychic cost of doing something differently
right. That
quite often managers just won't accept.
Well,
it's just easier to ride ahead.
It makes me think of in aviation when you're learning how to fly, when your instructor's teaching you how to feel a stall, when your wings stop flying, the plane stalls, right? It just stops in the air basically. And what happens is the nose wants to drop through, and what students do at first when the plane stalls, as the plane is dropping, their first thought is to pull the yoke back, right? Because they want to go higher. They want to pull it back from falling through. Well, that's not the prescription. The prescription is to push the yoke forward. The opposite of what you're doing, push the yoke forward. That pushes the plane down and helps you gain speed and make the wings fly.
Yes. Yeah, because pulling back on the yoke turns the plane into a rock.
That's exactly, or a maple seed that's spinning into the ground. So that's exactly. So think about it. To me, it helps me to think about it like that, Steve. Is to think, okay, if things aren't happening, if we're not performing, if our performance isn't good enough, maybe we need to start doing something opposite of what we're doing, and even if it's uncomfortable.
Absolutely, and that the self-awareness of that uncomfortable feeling and the willingness to work through it is critical. And again, I recommend using tools, process, and people, and part of your team to have those conversations and help you work through the issues and do the right thing.
What's next?
Well, everyone these days is glued to their cell phones and their smartphones and tablets and just totally inundated with information. And I think that that's a boon and a bane, because if you don't curate the input that's coming into you, you're going to be overwhelmed and essentially be missing what's really important to both yourself as an individual and your business.
This is something, this is a very dangerous thing. Go ahead, keep going.
You got to ditch the distractions.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that dancing puppy is not going to help you.
Well, the thing is, what's happening, Steve, the way I've been thinking about this, and I've especially noticed it in the millennial generation, I have to talk to my employees about this, and that is that we've got so much content coming at us that we don't have time for or room for context. And content without context is just information. If you don't have the you can't get to wisdom and understanding without content and context. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely onto it, Jim. It's critical. That vast flow of stuff coming in becomes entertainment, but it doesn't build into the context of what your business should look like or even what your life should look like. You know, you see people sitting in business meetings glued to their phones. Are they in the context of the meeting?
Well, that's exactly right. You have to find out where are we? Why are we here? And why is, you know, are we taking away from why we're here? Are we in the moment, or are we in the moment with the people we're here with, or are we in the moment with ourselves? There's a level of narcissism there, folks, that we all need to work on. Right back with Steve Martin, ProfitPro.us. That's how you find him, and that's how you get smarter. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.